Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another edition of PZ85 Plays. I am your Game Master Double H, and a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the Gem of Alderaan prepared to leave the station. But will our heroes be aboard? That's what we're going to find out tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time on the show, you're about to be very confused. But you can catch up on quite a bit by going back to the two most recent most recent episodes at Podzilla1985.com, the all-new, redesigned, for your convenience, Podzilla1985.com.
You can read it now.
That's right. I encourage you to go and read it and listen to all of the things.
It's updated. So now when you go there, it was horribly out of date.
I can't even do the bit.
I trusted you, Jesse Kimball, to keep that website going while I was out of it. But I went to the broadcast schedule to update it because somebody said, hey, maybe we should update. It's a little out. And I'm like, sure. I expected there to be a show wrong or something. It still listed X's on the show for almost every show. That was horribly out of place.
It's still listed PWU Presents as a rotating show for Tuesday.
I think it still had Nerds for Hire on there. So
This one was not there. This was nowhere to be found.
So we took that off. We updated the broadcast schedule. We updated the cast list. We're moving Trevor and Calvin to the alumni section because, I mean, they may return someday, but at the moment, you know, much like Hunter and Cody did. But for now, they'll be in the alumni section. We added Shelby and Kaz, so they're on there now. Congratulations.
You still have Kaz under guests also, which, I mean, at one time he was a guest, but he's on both pages.
He could be on both. I'm too lazy to remove that. Plus, you want to check out that Kaz page to see.
Put Chad on the guest, you coward.
He's already on there. He's on there. Hunter, if you go to the Kaz page, you can see some of the famous people we've interviewed, like Dolph Ziggler. And
do it. You gotta let me get that tea out of my mouth first.
Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy, and the Stone Cold Plumpster.
I knew he was gonna do it. Every time I look down that list, I see the phrase Stone Cold Plumpster, and I laugh every time. And I don't even know the guy. I don't think I listened to the episode he was on. I have nothing against him. Maybe that's what he wants. I hope that he's looking for that reaction, but every time I look, it's like Jeff Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, the Stone Cold Plumpster. Done. I'm out.
Yes.
For I don't know how long.
The only
you added Zero and Zane onto our contributors list. I didn't notice that.
Yes,
I did not. Jesse took care of the contributors list. I was going to delete that list because, as far as I know right now, we have shut down our Patreon. We're not actually doing anything. So,
who's paying the bills? Because this thing's like, what, $10 a month?
Well, we have enough Patreon money saved up that we're good.
Oh, okay.
But eventually we are going to reopen it and, you know, offer some of those new tiers. The only thing that's missing from the new website, just really quick, you can no longer search by show. And that is disappointing because before you could click Horse Time and it would take you to every Horse Time episode ever made. I'm going to try to get that back on there. I think I need to edit the CSS. I don't know. But until then, I did add a search option. So you can type in Horse Time and it will bring up every Horse Time ever made. So there is a way to do it. But yeah,
the current run of the shows is everything in order, right?
Like everything's
if you go
in
back,
order.
If you're missing a couple shows, you can just go back to the order that they were in.
So. Yes, and you can still look at it by date. So you can go back and listen to certain time periods if you want to do that. Zach Kurgis is missing also. Zach, you're on the guest page. You're not on the cast yet. Although maybe I will make a Horse Time Boys section and I can bring Zach and Steven put back on there and Handsome Bob. Oh, I hope he's not listening. Please God, don't let this be the one he's not listening. Let's just go on with the show.
Yes,
please.
Let's move on. You can go there, check out the previous two episodes of Plays. Of course, you can check out our entire backlog, but the two most recent ones will give you everything you need to get caught up on the Dawn of Defiance campaign. Hey, before we go any further, let me introduce our cast. You just heard from the co-owner and creator of Podzilla 1985. It's Potato Boy, Shannon Young.
The Potato Kid.
I keep saying Potato Boy. I don't know
why.
Potato
Boy.
Roddy Tar. I find that offensive. we've also got playing Iris Nay, Lindsay Wolfgang right below me on my screen.
Hello.
Over this way for me is returning to the show playing Sigurd Talon, the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
That's not my name.
All right, Stone Cold Plumster.
If I'm the Potato Kid, then would he be like the bucket boy?
Bucket Brigade.
Look out, potato kid.
One more time.
Look out, potato kid.
Congratulations, Hunter Hendricks. You're the host of PZ85 Plays.
That's what you would be saying to me if we didn't also have down at the very bottom there playing Cruz Cog Zubain, Cody Sandusky.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn? Thank you, Cody.
Thank you,
Hunter. Hunter, really quick before we start the show, can I bring something up?
Yes.
I think you have a Asa Gray got screwed over by General Mills. And I believe you've been screwed over recently by a corporation.
Oh, let's talk about it. So yeah. Zach Kirkus mentioned this to us earlier. Super fan of the show, Zach Kirkus.
He was just here.
Trailer into
he
our,
was just here.
He was just here. Drops a trailer into our group chat for this new Star Wars Hunters game. First of all, they appropriated my right out of the gate there. Star Wars Hunters is like an arena battle thing that is coming to the Nintendo Switch. They drop a cinematic trailer today to show off some of the characters. And he says, just watch it till you get to the Wookiee. And I'm like, all right, there's a Wookiee. What do I need to see? So we see what looks like a Sith trainee going head-to-head with a Mandalorian. The Mandalorian backs her into a corner, basically. She ducks into this building. And then the Mandalorian, who's like flying up in his jetpack, goes, she's all yours, Graz. Cut to the lightsaber illuminating a Wookiee, like brown and gray mixed hair Wookiee with melee weapons, who apparently is named Graz.
Hey, it was
I
so
would like
awesome.
My money, please.
Seriously.
Money, please.
Podzilla 1985 would like to address all of the major entities that are ripping us off constantly. You're going to have to start paying us.
We're coming for you.
We're going to come for that money. The Horse Time boys get what they want, or we will set you on fire. We've done it before.
And then probably ourselves afterwards.
Yes.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I would feel remiss in not mentioning that, yes, Groznik, if you look in the Saga Edition core rulebook, and I'm sure across a bunch of other things, under they always give suggestions for character names, and under the Wookiee listing, under male character names, one of them is Groznik. That's where I got it. Important to note, again, they didn't say Groznik. Mm-hmm. The Wookiee's name is Graz. You guys organically shortened his name to Graz somewhere along the way. I think it was Lindsay who first was like, I'm never going to remember all that. Let's just call him Graz.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, and again, melee weapons, like, he's very much... I thought he was holding a vibro axe, and I was about to lose my mind. Like, I thought he was holding the exact weapon.
I swear just to God, if his, like...
He has a voice box.
Oh,
he
no.
He has a voice box in this game.
He just presses the...
If he has a plucky young Twi'lek sidekick, I'm out. And Mickey Mouse got deep pockets.
We in the courtroom.
That's who's under the Mandalorian helmet.
Oh.
That's who it is. It's just Hirani. Oh. She's bringing the jetpack back.
Oh,
going
God.
All in on it. So anyway, that was a fun little bit of trivia. We'll put the link to the somebody can do it right now. Go put the link to that trailer in the comments so people can watch it for themselves.
Yeah. Zach Kirkus, do it. I know you're here. Drop the link
Please
in here.
Do.
Go do.
While Please. We're doing that, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. So, as we began Act 3 of the Dawn of Defiance campaign, the beginning of Episode 8, The Gem of Alderaan, the gist of what's going on is this. Our heroes have been spread across the galaxy for about 6 months now since the end of Act 2. Things have gone poorly to that point. Jedi Master Daniel was captured, the Resurgence was destroyed, and everyone kind of went their separate ways for a while. They were called back together by Senator Bail Organa, who informed them that a lead has been found through, of course, Iris, was the one who discovered this, on Master Denia's whereabouts. The problem is that she's located, if they're right, on a fortress planet in the deep core known as Praketh. Getting there is not an easy feat, and so essentially they're going to be trying to get some information from a well-known celebrity heiress by the name of Lady Alia Aldreet. She is going to be launching a luxury repulsor train on Alderaan in the next 24 hours. And because Organa has received some information and invites to this, he's handing them over to the group so that they can go and try to get an audience with her. Basically, I'll give you the final bit of Organa's speech. excuse me, from the end of last episode was you have 24 hours to prepare your background and learn about the guests well enough to blend in with nobles, politicians, celebrities, and Imperials in close quarters on a luxury repulsor train, all while making a good impression and attracting the attention of a flighty celebrity heiress so you can ask her in private to provide proper codes for illegally infiltrating the Deep Core. Any questions? And that is basically where we left off at that point in time. Now, before we get too deep into this, you may recall that Sigurd was actually not present for the bulk of this. So I'm going to put Tanner on the spot. I'm going to put Sigurd on the spot. And I would like to know first what he has been up to. This, like, if we were to end like an episode of this season of the show, we would be beginning the next episode finding out what it is that Sigurd's been up to for the past 6 months. So tell us, Tanner, what Sigurd has been doing all that time.
So, with the events of the previous episodes, at the revelations that he might possibly have a brother. I mean, he claims to be his brother.
They're both important to know who claims to be his brother.
One Crate Halen,
also known now as Inquisitor Sordidum, who is working with Valen Draco. With Valen Draco and the others to capture, they did capture Jedi Master Denia and are seemingly probably torturing her as we speak. Go ahead.
So basically, after that revelation bomb dropped on him, I see that, Lindsay, I want one. And at the discovery of the kidnapping of Master Denia, Sigurd took off. He had to do some soul searching. Try to figure out within the Force if this other person who he really doesn't know is telling the truth, if they really are siblings, you know, because he doesn't really know his backstory. He doesn't know where he's from. He was taken as a child through the Jedi Temple for training. But also on the hopes that maybe during this search trying to find these answers, he maybe finds a lead to Master Denia. So that's where he's been at the last 6 months, just kind of aimlessly traveling. Searching through the Force, trying to find something. What?
Yes, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but when you said of he doesn't know this character, this backstory, I was gonna say he can always go back and listen to all the previous episodes of Podzilla1985.com. learn all about Crate Halen.
Sigurd, do me a favor and make a use the Force check. Really quick, please.
Something I can do.
We're going to do kind of an off-the-cuff sense around. Not sense around. It's like a sense force type thing. Seven on the roll on your bonus.
13.
So 20.
No, I haven't rolled anything.
Oh, there was a 7 in there. I thought it was from you.
No. 27.
There's Lindsay rolling an 11.
Okay, no, that was earlier. I was practicing to make sure stuff was working.
My stuff must be loading slowly because I just saw that. Okay.
Yeah, so no, that was like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that can't be good. That'll be all right. This is the part where I look at the camera and the audio people are confused. They did not hear anything, but I'm just going.
It was sleeping. That's why.
I'm going to treat this as like a search your feelings type check. While that's not exactly what it's supposed to be, it's like that, and I'm combining that and versions of telepathy.
I feel like Mark Hamill again. Is he really my brother? Well, if you search your feelings.
As a matter of fact, we've been talking about Crate so much. Sigurd, much like the rest of the group, as you mentioned, took off. Sigurd found himself on a mostly unoccupied, craggy rock, often surrounded by water, very sort of like little island-based. This is Octo, and this is where Sigurd has spent the better part of the past 6 months. There are a few creatures here and there that move about on their own, but he's done his best to live in harmony with them. They really don't interact very much. He has not seen another person in this time frame, and spending that time searching his feelings and reaching out through the universe, while he hasn't received any definite concrete answers, there have been not just, sorry, something on my camera, not just visions, but also dreams of this former life of running, you know, through a field with maybe a sibling, someone side by side, laughing, someone trips, the dream ends. Comes about again at a later point in time where Sigurd is training, being taught to use a lightsaber for the first time, and somewhere across the room he catches the sight of someone else doing the same. Is it Krayt? Is it someone who looks like him? Were they, you know, linked in some way? Not clear. It's also not clear if it's a failing on Sigurd's part because his training isn't complete, or if it's someone actively attempting to block his ability to reach out through the Force and make that connection. Denia, on the other hand, is a strong pinpoint, and it takes a while to eventually locate the deep core through the Force, but you manage to do so eventually. Now, Prakith is not so specific for you. You do know enough to know that the deep core is not somewhere you can just go racing off into. You need very specific codes and astrogational information that is mostly controlled by the Empire. So, after those 6 months, it seems that Sigurd finds that it's in his best interests to go to someone who maybe can get that information, which is what ultimately brings you to Alderaan. It's within hours of the rest of the group arriving that Sigurd arrives on Alderaan to see that the coterie is parked nearby, because you're taken directly to... Once it's clear that you and a light freighter... or not freighter, a light starfighter, that one of those ARC starfighters that you had from before. Once you're approaching and your name and information is given, Organa's people would immediately direct you to him. So at the end of Vail Organa mentioning to the rest of the group that you have 24 hours to create your identities and get into this event unnoticed, any questions? At the moment he says any questions, the door to the meeting room slides open, revealing Sigurd Talon. And I'll leave it to you guys to decide what happens there.
Oh, yeah, I got a question. Y'all got room for another Jedi?
Have you been?
No.
Roddy holds up her... She holds her up a lightsaber and says, I think I got it covered.
Put that thing out for you, knock your eye out or something. Cut your eye out, burn your eye out. One of those things.
Do you even know how these things work? Because I don't.
Really?
You can see anybody who's watching closely, because Graz sticks pretty close to Hirani, but every time she even moves the handle of the hilt of the lightsaber, like, he kind of shuffles to the other side.
It's very quickly. It's that scene from Ghostbusters where they're in the elevator and he turns it on for the first time. Yeah.
They just kind of move back.
Ronnie, you gotta be real careful, make sure it's clean. So make sure you check that hole and wiggle the button.
She holds it blade side towards him and kind of smacks the back of it. Like, how do you turn it on though?
His dog is facepalming in the corner. He has no desire to take part in either of these incidents.
Hey, Grisgog is reasonably sure that these are their stunt doubles. Like, this is not the group he left with.
Hey, Spikey, I missed you. Come over and hang out.
I'm okay at a safe distance, thank you.
Now, Krayt, you want to use the Force to feel. I mean, Sigurd. Never mind. I'm done. No, I'm done. I'm not even gonna say anymore. I'm not gonna say anymore.
That was
my bad.
Intentional slip.
That was not. I'm so sorry.
No, it was not.
Okay, let's just move on.
So, Bail Organa will, of course, greet Sigurd. Glad that he did ultimately choose to answer the call, as it were. And he'll get you caught up to speed on everything that needs to be done. Having heard the show, as an aside, you already know. So, at this point...
I was about to say, what call? Bail... I didn't hear no call. I just showed up. What happened?
Bail mentions that he will have some people in touch in the immediacy to provide a handful of things to you that he can help you with, but the rest is kind of going to be on you. Ultimately, he's able to give you each invitations to the event He has a grand total of 5 of them. So assuming that it's the 4 of you plus Graz, you have those. Harani, that does, however, unfortunately mean that your minions will not be able to get in undetected.
I don't think they wanted to go in anyways.
Well, I mean,
now,
to be fair,
Graz could also stay behind. It's completely up to you guys.
No.
I think we've crafted how Graz is going to play into this pretty well.
Graz is a big fucking star now, thanks to the Nintendo Switch, so we can't exclude him. I did have an idea for my secret identity that was going to involve both characters, but I can adjust. It's fine. That's fine.
Well, and to be fair, it doesn't mean that they can't go. It just means they're not on the invite list, so you'll have to find a way to... There are other routes. You require to have them with you. Could be something like that.
What kind of outfit is Graz going to wear for this?
A bow tie.
That's a good question. He has a bow tie. That's a start.
That's it.
That's where it begins.
We're going to need some fancier digs.
I'm going to call him the doctor.
Dr. Graz. E-D-D. Ow.
Dr. Graz sounds too much like Dr. Oz, and I hate it.
I feel like we have to do it now.
Bail Organa can provide you with, again, the invitations to the event. New identification cards once you have your IDs settled, basically. He'll get the basics of that taken care of for you. He also can offer up to 10,000 credits total, not for the group in general, or not for the group individually, but as a group. He can offer up to 10,000 credits for basic things. New clothes, bribes, tips, other expenses. He does recommend, however, you save as much of that for the launch as possible, because, of course, once you're there and you're trying to uphold an image where you spend and tip generously, that will be beneficial to you. But from there, you have about 24 hours, and there's two things that need to be taken care of. Finding out as much about the guest list, that is the high-profile guests, and preparing your background. You can do any of this in whatever order you like, so I'm going to leave it to you guys to decide how you want to handle
this. So once again, just once again, this is a celebrity, this is the Met Gala, this is a celebrity thing, right? This is just, okay, got it, all right. Yes, it is. Harani volunteers, because she's the computer whiz, to look up information on these guests, so where can she jack in at?
So one of the ways that you could go about finding information about the guest list through the use computer skill would basically be just, Organa's got, a bank of processors and stuff that you can cut into without having to slice into something, of course, and try to get it onto your side first. Basically, you'll be doing a general search looking for things like press conferences, articles, and other things that will identify particular people. I will tell you guys, basically, to step aside from the game, kind of pull the curtain back for a minute. These things that we're doing probably entirely tonight are almost entirely skill-based challenges, so you'll have to meet a certain number of successes to achieve your goals, and a certain number of failures can also affect the overall outcome here. For the guest list, in general, you're going to need a total of 4 successes. You have 6 possible options. Any one of them that reads as a failure is then locked out. You no longer have that as an option to you. So, yes, use computer is one of them. Harani, if you would like to do that, it'll take about an hour. For the record, it is currently, at this point in time, let's see, it'd be 6 p.m., because you have 24 hours. This thing launches at 6 p.m. the next day. All right. So it is 6 p.m. the day that you have arrived. It'll take about an hour to do those computer searches.
I'm going to do that now, then.
Okay. So make a use computer check. And of course, some of these things can all happen together if they need to.
I got to pull up my my cards real quick, because they're in a new place since I switched computers. I haven't had much time to
adjust
my computer at all, because I've been working, nonstop. Okay, so use computer, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so that is a 19. That's a plus 19. Yeah, I said it.
That's good. That's a good number.
That's real good, law dog. 39.
Of course, you.
That was a nat 20. That's a nat 20. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since Harani has gotten to work with a computer that was not immediately hostile. Most of the time, what Harani's doing is hacking. This is not that. you know, Organa's got plenty of stuff set up that he just hands over passwords to, so pretty much he gives you immediate access to whatever you need. And you're able to spend that hour gathering some serious info. We'll come back to what that means exactly in the near future. Let's give somebody else an opportunity. Without just throwing out all the skills, what would somebody else like to do to help gather information on this guest list?
I'd like to go by foot to pick up local gossip, as far as that goes, since I'm better in that sense of gathering information. And for that account, so I have a talent, but it says for encounters. Is us looking for the information considered an encounter?
Yes. For our purposes right now, this is an encounter. A series of skill checks is basically like a combat encounter, only it's no combat.
Okay, for this section then, I'm spending a force point so that I can add a +5 to all of my skill checks.
Okay. I like it. That's Iris. We'll take you down to 2 for the day. Very good. So you're wanting to go on foot, right? You said just kind of look around, do what you can.
Yeah, pick up local gossip on it, more or less.
There's lots of different options for that. The most generic and probably the one that's most suited to you would just be gather information.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that, I will. I'll let you make the check first, and then I'll tell you how long it takes after that. It's also, for the record, going to cost you 50 credits.
That's fine. And my gather information bonus. And the additional 5. That did not like my thing. Because I'm terrible at this. You'd think I'd learn after this long.
Well, I just use the punch the die and it rolls thing.
Yeah,
no. Lindsay, just roll the dice.
I don't want to. Well, I'm glad I added those bonuses. 33
is still plenty enough for you. It will take, let's see. Takes you about 2 hours. So for the first hour that Harani is working on the Holonet, you're out on the street, basically. 50 credits spread around among different people. You're talking to the usuals, taxi drivers. Slip into a club for a little bit, talk to some of the patrons there. Hang around a hotel lobby for a little while, talk to some people who have spotted some notable out-of-town guests. Because, of course, all this is happening on Alderaan, so most everything is relatively tight-knit from the senator's place there. Over the course of a couple of hours, you do gather some useful information, and again, we will come back to what that means in just a bit. Who else would like to try their hand at getting information on this guest list?
Okay. I mean, you, by all means, Sigurd, you're back in the saddle. You go for it.
So, just out of curiosity for mine and others' safety, can I use the force check to see if there's any other force wielders in the area?
You can. It will not count as a check toward this. If anyone is known, Alderaan's a little too highly populated for that, and there's not going to be an out-and-out force user on the Gala list, because they're still very much, that means they're either an Imperial and a force user wouldn't be found there dead or alive, and anyone who is on the opposing side, I guess, for lack of a better term, would not out their abilities as a force user on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So you can certainly look for force users if you want to, but it'll be independent of this.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I could do to help further this along.
Hunter, if he...
Let's see. Go ahead.
If he used a sense force check, would he sense Cody's character and Harani, since she's now, you know?
Anybody who is attuned to the force, yes. They would show up. It's like Cerebro. They would be a bright glowing beacon in some form or fashion.
I am a bright
glowing. Some brighter than others, but yeah.
Beacon in the sky.
Glowing is probably a little strong for how Harani's pivoting right now. But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cody. Do you not see me? Do you not see me on webcam? I am glowing.
Oh, I thought we were talking about characters. Yes, you are radiant.
Sigurd, if you wanted to... One of the options is a perception check. You could substitute your use the force for that, because basically for this one, your attempt would be to like stake out the hotel district. So you're pretty much hanging out on a rooftop, electro binoculars, but you would be using the force to try to pick up on particular people in that case. So okay. I'll let you substitute use the force for perception if you want to do that.
Do that.
Okay.
26.
26, all right, and it will take you about 3 hours. The others are gathering information a bit quicker, obviously. Hirani is on the holonet, so information just pops up at the speed of whatever download speed you've got. Iris is pretty handy with this sort of thing. She's been doing this her life pretty much from the get-go. So, you know, 2 hours is about all it takes. And even then, that's a fairly extensive amount of time, but she gets what she gets done. Yours takes a little bit longer. Over the course of theirs, you're going a little bit longer. Probably also because you're stationary and you don't necessarily know exactly who you're looking for. You're simultaneously reading as much information about potential guests for this thing as you are trying to sense them in the area. But you do believe that you have gathered a reasonable amount of information through this stakeout. Just like I said, it takes a little longer. You won't be done until about 9 o'clock that night. We need one more success, Kruskog. What do you want to do?
So, part of my debate is using force persuasion, since that's what I think a skill is, and my big thing would be who would I persuade. My immediate thought, if I had the alias created, was to perhaps contact someone relatively directly with the Gem of Alderaan launch and see if I can persuade some information, because of course Senator Organa and his staff need to be at least somewhat versed in who is going to be participating in such an event for the safety of the Senator's crew.
Sure. I would say it'd be just as reasonable for you to take a look at maybe like some of the nighttime desk clerks at the hotel who are starting to move in. Maybe one of them's a little short on cash. Maybe one of them could use a little influence from the senator's office. Yeah, I'll let you make a... You said persuasion?
Yes.
I'll let you make a persuasion check for that.
Okay, so I get to use my use the force modifier instead of my persuasion check, since that was my level 13 perk.
Very good.
So let's see how this goes with a plus 20.
Let's hit that 40.
Maybe not. I'm at 29.
I do that one as well.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah.
So yeah, says?
It takes a significantly longer period of time for whatever reason. Using the force to do this is... You also... It's kind of like Sigurd. You have to track down the person who would be most susceptible to what you're trying to do, and then you have to work on them without, you know, you're kind of toeing the line. You don't want to start forcing them to give you information, literally. You want to coerce them into doing so, and that it's beneficial for you. As it stands, that's going to... I'm gonna meta this a little bit. That's going to take you pretty late into the evening, until almost 11 o'clock, to find somebody who's actively working alone who you can talk to do that. I will let you cut that time in half and cut it down to... approximately half, anyway. Cut it down to Sigurd's 3 hours for 500 credits.
Oh, done.
Okay.
I cruise call, so
500 credits...
Yeah, Kruskog will use his own credits if he needs to save some of the money from this lovely thing.
That works.
Yeah,
that works.
That's how I felt with my 50. I'm fine with doing that in my pocket, so...
Basically, you and Sigurd now are kind of working in tandem. As a matter of fact, once he starts staking out particular hotels, he can feed you information on where to go and who would be most likely to give up that info. And to grease the wheels a little bit, you know, this guy's a little strapped for cash, so you're able to provide him an untraceable credit chip with some additional funds, and, you know, maybe he just happens to need to run to the restroom as a list of attendees to the hotel is pulled up on his computer screen. Maybe that happens, you know?
No.
That sort of thing.
Zach, it just so happens Kruskog won't be mad about it.
Zach's got some great advice in the chat. He says, ask the Potato Kid and his immortals. There's nothing happening in the underworld that they don't know about.
That's true.
It's true.
That's true. We do run. We do run Bartertown and Valentine and Strawberry. And anyway, okay. With that all in mind, by about 9 o'clock that night, after approximately 3 hours or so, the bulk of you are able to reconvene at Organa's estate. Excuse me, he is currently out of pocket, but you are able to put together a list of some pretty good collection of major guests who you know that are going to be attending the launch of the Gem of Alderaan the next day. First and foremost, you know the total number of attendees, and I'm going to strongly suggest that somebody take notes for the record.
This right now. Yep.
I was going to say, you're going to have a lot of information and names and stuff coming your way. You know that the total number of attendees is 107. So over 100 people are going to be attending the launch of the Gem of Alderaan. You also, over the course of your searches and successes, learn the identities of three major guests who are going to be absolutely, certainly showing up at the launch. One of them immediately makes some of your blood run cold for a couple of you, because this is the one that Kruskog notices first. Morix Nabin, M-O-R-R-A-X, N-A-B-I-N. He's an imperial governor. He's an older human male. He's got graying hair, brown eyes, and a mustache. He's very thoughtful, very brilliant, and surprisingly kind of shy for an imperial. He doesn't speak out very often. He also is very intelligent. As I said, he enjoys playing simultaneous games of holochess with different colleagues. It has been rumored at times that he's even played with the Emperor himself. He relays his moves through a short message system over a period of weeks or months, and he is always accompanied by an elite stormtrooper bodyguard detail. That can tell you that at least some of those 107 guests will be stormtroopers. Someone else who you know will be arriving. Harani, you managed to turn up information on Lina, L-Y-N-A-A, one word. She is a middle-aged Twi'lek female, a fashion designer, blue skin, brown eyes. She's gregarious, flamboyant, big with people, very eccentric, and she regularly does charity work for wildlife conservation groups. You never find her without her purebred Vorpok Taizi, who is a tiny little fluffy animal that fits in the pockets of her robes and kind of runs around her often while she's talking. If you've never seen a Vorpok, I will give you an idea what they look like here in just a second.
All I could think of is that Cheetah Girls dialogue you did now.
No! No!
I'll just send you the Wikipedia entry for it. Wikipedia in Discord. That's a Vorpok, not Leia.
That's Leia.
I was going to say, that's not Leia.
You have to go to the, you got to go to the link. Hang on, let me see if I can just copy the image. Yeah, there we go.
I just clicked a link.
That's fine, but I'll put one in there too.
Oh no, I think I just closed Discord.
You're good.
That's a Vorpok. Yeah, kinda, but it's alive. It's a thing.
I mean, have you seen Furbies? They kind of seem alive sometimes.
Cody, don't say it out loud. You're going to invoke it.
This episode of Star Wars is called "The Trouble with Tribbles."
Trouble with Tribbles.
Yay. I knew it was coming.
One final person that you know for sure is going to be attending the launch. This is the information that you ultimately turn up, Iris. Ardia Terrison, A-R-D-I-A-T-E-R-R-I-S-Y-N. She is an adult human female actress. She's got long braided black hair, dark skin, green eyes. She's very inquisitive and insightful. She's a very savvy businesswoman who acquired a taste for sabacc after studying it for a role in a holodrama about a Hutt crime family. So it's very likely that she is planning to play some sabacc on the Gem of Alderaan's launch. That is the information that you all achieve over the course of those first 3 hours. Now, with that in mind, if you would have liked to attempt to learn some specific details about some other guests, there are some ways to go about that. There are some other opportunities for you to do that. I can reveal one more major guest. Let me make sure I'm right about that. Yeah, I can reveal one more major guest for a success on each one of these things. Basic data searching through a gather information or use computer check.
A successful deception or persuasion check will allow you to also basically appeal to the least common denominator. If you want to go the surveillance route, the way that Kruskog and Sigurd basically just did with a perception or a stealth check, that is also an option. For each one of those, I can reveal one other major guest for you.
I'll do the computer thing again.
Okay. Public data sources. So, yeah, make yourself a used computer check.
I hit another natural 20. That's two in a row.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to cut that down since you hit a nat 20. I know it's a skill check, but I think it works.
Actually, on that one, Shane, I think you just typed 20.
Wait, what did I do?
You did.
Yeah, you didn't type 1d20.
I did what?
You didn't type 1d20 plus 19. You just typed rolling 20.
Yeah, I think I just
actually
19.
Did it the last time.
Yeah, I just realized that. Shit. All right, 23. Hey, let me roll the other one just in case. All right. I think both of those are fine. Yeah.
They're both fine. Yes.
Cody, thank you, because I would have been rolling 20s all night.
I am going to do that. So from 9 o'clock then until 11 o'clock, Harani, you spend a little more time on the holonet, and it ends up taking, a little bit longer than it did before. Almost twice as long, because now you're no longer looking for specific guests. You're just looking for as broad an information as you can get. But by 11 o'clock, you manage to turn up some information on Dien Sub, D-I-E-N, S-U-U-B. He is an executive at Sorasub, a company that builds land speeders. They make the most popular... Basically, he'd be like an executive at Ford in modern day. He's an older Celestian male, brown eyes, tan skin. He's kind of plump. Friendly. He's very pragmatic, but he is also very driven. He is known to read the entire front section of the Brenthal Trade News every morning over breakfast. That is a well-known characteristic of him. He mentions it in interviews often. Who's next?
I'll go.
Lashley was okay. Next, but then he beat Goldberg.
What do you want to do, Sigurd?
I guess go back to surveillance again.
Okay. I'll let you make a perception check, but instead use the force for this. Rather than hanging out on a rooftop, you're going to be trying to tail some targets. See if you can guarantee who some of these people are.
Okay, I rolled 24.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, after a little while, you're able to discern that one of the people that you have been following is actually Sedna Fainel. C-E-D-N-A-H F-A-E-N-E-L. She's a local, actually, an Alderaanian noblewoman who's a human female, silver hair, hazel eyes, very venerable. She's older, quiet, very gracious, very generous. This is a pleasant person to be tailing, as a matter of fact. She has a lifetime love of dance, which led her to donate millions to renovate the Grand Theater in Belo Alir. Her family's lands include the Fainel Vineyard, which is home to an exquisite Alderaanian brandy.
Who's next?
One more.
Do you mind spelling her first name again? Just make sure I got that.
Sedna. C-E-D-N-A-H.
Thank you. By the way, I'm going with some shorthand. Densub reads Space Wall Street Journal.
Yes. Yes. That is correct.
I'll do another gather information check if we can do that.
Let me check real quick, because I think you might be cut off from that.
Or I can do a deception would be the other one.
That would work. You know more about the least common denominator around these places than most of the others.
Lindsay, don't...
Oh, actually.
Don't put a D in it, and you can roll the 20 every time.
Yeah, well, I just failed, so it doesn't matter.
Well, technically, it's a skill check, so yep. You can't automatically fail a skill check.
Well, it's a 21, then, so...
However. Yeah, so this is going to take you fairly late in the evening to do. While the other two are going to wrap up around 11 o'clock or so, this is going to take you well past midnight to basically get close to the right people, tell them what they want to hear, and convince them that they should be sharing some good information with you. It's going to be about 2 in the morning when you end this.
You got a long day.
Yes, but you do find one more critical piece of information, one more guaranteed guest on the Gem of Alderaan's launch, is Zalar Rishek, Z-A-L-A-R-R-I-S-H-E-K. Zalar is a scion of the House of Rishek. He's an adult human male, blonde hair, gray eyes. He is the picture of spoiled brat. Arrogant, overbearing. He's the kind of guy who races customized airspeeders and swoops, even going so far as racing star yachts when he's not busy, of course, chasing any romantic prospect that'll give him the time of day.
So he's Shannon's original Imperial character from our one-shot.
Yes, you mean Privilegio?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember that name. He's don't act like I forgot.
He's never heard of that. So while most of you are done, I guess, Kruskog, you would be wrapped up in the evening by about 9 o'clock or so. Hirani, Sigurd, the two of you are going to be up until approximately 11, and then Iris is going to take you well until 2 in the morning. But that gives you an awful lot of information. Now, the bad news is the other things that you need to do still need to be done before the next day. So you have a choice. You can choose to rest now or work through the evening and rest up to the launch of the Gem of Alderaan. But at some point in time, your bodies are going to start screaming out for sleep. If you want to work past the regular hours of trying to get some sort of rest, you can, but basically you're going to be making endurance checks like you're on a forced march to push past that rest. Bless
okay,
you.
So what all? What
I
else
would
do we
rather
have to do?
Sleep and then get up and finish it personally.
The remaining things that you'll need to take care of will essentially come down to getting your identities in order, like guaranteeing who you're going to be and getting that information in place, getting it online so that if anybody tries to look up who you are, they will find the information you want them to find. You'll also, at some point in time, if you need to purchase any mundane items like equipment, like unrestricted stuff, clothing, if you're wanting to change your appearance, that's going to take you, at least one character will have to spend several hours doing that. And then if you're going to try to smuggle in contraband, if you're going to try to hide weapons and such, it's going to be pretty serious this time. It's not just going to be hide a blaster on you and hope for the best. The security is going to be higher here probably than anywhere else you've been. So it's going to take some time to kind of break down those weapons and things and disguise them as innocuous parts so that you can reassemble them later. Choice is yours. Whatever you'd like to do. But most of you are ending in the late evening or so. Iris, you're going to be occupied until at least 2 in the morning.
What about Hirani? She was pretty quick, right?
11
you're done
PM,
about 11 p.m. Yep.
All right.
Kruskog got done before anybody else. He was done at 9. Groz, for the record, has been asleep since 4 p.m.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Are there any?
He woke up once to grab something with a paw and just like shovel it into his mouth, and he fell back asleep before he actually swallowed all of it.
He doesn't even know
He's
what it was.
It for later.
He doesn't even know what it was. No. He just grabbed whatever was closest.
Yes.
Turns out it
might have been alive. Frankly, if it was alive, it's not anymore. But it may have been.
It was General Mills cereal, Monster Mash. Is what it was.
Wookie Mash.
And when he did it, he
give
looked
him his
directly.
Money.
He looked. The camera as he shoveled it into his mouth.
I guess I'm gonna go clothes shopping with Muldrake.
Okay. At night, like pre-rest.
Yeah, if there's anything still open, they know what they're gonna get.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, give me some hair dye while you're out.
If you're getting unrestricted equipment, which is what all this stuff is, Alderaan's got plenty of 24-hour stuff. So, I mean, this is not Coruscant. It's not a full city planet, but it's Chicago to Coruscant's New York. There's plenty of stuff to get into in the overnight hours.
Okay,
so,
going to a higher... Sorry, Iris, we're not going to the local space, you know, dollar
you
store.
You hit the 7-Eleven on your way back.
I'll let you guys do that. I'm going to be right back.
You're good.
Go to that local Circle K and see what is afoot.
We're going to a high-end like dressery.
Okay, well then
she's
get
like
me
she's
a wig.
Going to Space Macy's.
Better than that. I'd say more like Space
Macy's.
Yeah. We'll just go to Spacey's. That's fine.
There you go. Spacey's. Oh, you don't want to go there.
That guy is, he's got his own set of problems.
Oh, no! Why can't he die?
Right? Why do we still have to put up with him?
Why do we lose the good ones?
Looking for... I know there's a thing in here for, like, clothing, basically. Services and expenses. That's another thing there. So what all are you planning to purchase while I'm doing this?
A suit for him. Like a just a business style suit. Very, you know, like he, if you looked at him you would assume he was rich. And kind of like a secretary look for her. Pencil skirt, probably a little shorter than need be, since, you know, there's a horny kid on there and we can probably use that to our advantage. Blazer, shirt, you know, clipboard with some papers on it, glasses that she puts on, you know, fake glasses. Basically, he would look like a businessman and she would look like his assistant.
Okay. So that's the general goal there. Well, yeah. What about for everybody else? What are you purchasing for them? And they can say it.
And
we'll hand wave that you guys talked about it.
And a fake mustache for him.
Yeah.
And hair dye.
Yeah, that's something you can do.
Hair dye for him and for Iris Nay, too. Why not?
Okay. That sounds good. What's everybody else need in terms of hiding their appearance?
Okay.
And just general appearance-wise, just kind of need, like, the...
I'm buying a suit.
Basically, like, your just Senate aide looks. Like, something similar to what I had when we were gambling would be fine. Just, like, pantsuit, jacket, etc.
Okay. In general, you all want to look pretty high class is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so you need to get shoulder pads for that power suit. I hear what you're talking about. A nice power blazer.
No. I hate that those are coming back right now. That pains me deeply.
Yep.
I thought somewhere in here, I know in the D&D books they always have something about here's like what basic clothing costs.
Lindsay,
so,
you know what pains me deeply?
Make shit up.
Homelessness.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well, I wasn't going into social issues. I was going into the terrible fashion things that are rolling back around again.
Let's see. I'm going to do some quick math here.
I'm the guy you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party. we need bipartisanships.
You mean...
Colin. Colin.
In the words of Triple H, I'm bi a lot of things, but lingual isn't one of them.
I'm going to say for all the things that you guys need to outfit everyone, it's going to run you approximately 2,500 credits. So about a quarter of what Bale hands over. That's appearance changes for everyone, the basics. If you want to dye hair, that's something you can do on that too. Hats, you know, basically before you get onto the train, I need to know exactly what you have. I don't want somebody just suddenly being like, oh, I've also got, you know, a helmet. I don't know.
I've had a top hat the entire time.
You can't prove to me that Dumbledore wasn't on roller skates throughout the whole Harry Potter series. It never said he wasn't.
Lindsay, are you keeping track of all this?
Sort of.
2,500.
So, yeah, all right. Bear with me on this. I wanted you guys to make a lot of these decisions, but I'm going to step in on this one for just a second. If Groz is going to play the part of scholar, like you guys want him to.
He needs something.
A pipe.
Groz is not just, he's going to do the bow tie. He's going to wear bow tie, right? It's a big, you know, bow tie that goes around his huge, thick neck. But I'm also thinking maybe for some of the time that Hermione is out getting this stuff, which for the record takes, let's find out. Takes about 4 hours, so it's going to take you till about 1 o'clock in the morning. Iris is still out and about doing her thing, but yeah, it's going to take you till late in the evening getting everything. Part of that is because Groz is going to come along with you. Getting the clothes and buying up stuff, that takes maybe half of that time. At least an hour of that time is Groz getting a perm. And just like full on, I'm thinking Wizard of Oz.
To get a bath. So.
I'm thinking Cowardly Lion, Wizard of Oz, like fur curled and like well taken care of. This boy looks fancy.
Book.
He's a fancy lad.
I agree with Zach Kurgis in the chat. He needs a cane. He needs a cane to walk around with.
Yeah,
that's fancy.
Can Can we rig his bowcaster to look like a cane?
I don't know about all of that.
That's a lot.
But I will absolutely let him get what amounts to a quarter staff as a cane, basically, because okay. It's going to be much bigger than it would be normally. You can totally get like a nice little gem on the end of it. You know, it's fake, but it looks fancy.
And if he cracks someone in the head with it, it would kill them.
Totally. Oh yeah, he's got. I'm thinking a monocle. I think he's got to have a monocle, right? And then, and this is my favorite part because I thought about this earlier. Watch chain, where it goes, nobody knows. He's got the chain right on his waist. Where it's attached to and what it does,
no one can really say.
He's a dirty fellow.
Who is willing to ask?
Exactly. This is why it's going to work. Because and no one will be looking at
we need, Harani tells Graz, when you do this, if you're going to be this, like I've been around smart, rich people my entire life, you know, you need to change the way you talk too. You can't just be like, it's got to be more of a, you know, it's got to,
you just keep doing the, like he's practicing.
Wait, is he clicking his tongue like the city fathers?
they cluck their tongues and stroke their beards and say, what's to be done about this Groznik?
All I can think of is It's Always Sunny when Mac and Dennis are trying to portray British people and he's trying to teach them how to, you know, sound like a British person. Yeah. Okay. We have fun.
That's my favorite phrase. Yeah. Graz's name. Here's my suggestion. If somebody wants to write this down for me, Graz's name will be Lysander Pennington.
Fuck.
Lysander and then Pennington. He's quite fancy. We'll determine where he comes from and all that at a later point in time, but that's his name.
I think he comes
that's
from...
That's something for the record you guys are all going to have to think of, too.
Doesn't he come from the Upper West Side of Kashyyyk? You know?
somewhere around, you know, Brooklyn Heights, like he's in that area.
Yeah.
he's very fancy. He's a fancy boy.
Yeah.
He's a fancy lad.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so at this point, for the latest possible character, Iris is finishing up her information gathering on the final target, or final guest, at about 2 a.m. You guys are finishing shopping at about 1. Is anybody going to bed? Anybody calling it a night yet?
Yes. I mean, Kruskog at this point probably wouldn't have gone along with them. His big thing is to immediately jump into the alias creation. And more to the point, like you mentioned, trying to find whether it's Iris when she gets back or someone on Bail Organa's staff, getting his information on the HoloNet.
I was going to say, would it be more advantageous for us to do this in the evening when most officials will be not running stuff or trying to do it in the morning when people are back up?
That is completely up to you. I will. It's not to say for sure. I mean, you certainly get the idea that maybe it would be a better idea. Simultaneously, though, you guys have been going quite a while without sleeping. So at a certain point, those endurance checks are going to kick in, and it's going to make the work you're doing. You're pushing past sleep, so it's going to make the work you're doing more difficult because you're trying to stay awake and stay concentrated on doing what you're doing.
I would rather sleep and get up at a decent time and get this taken care of.
Hit the hay.
Sigurd's going to lay in bed. Sigurd's going to lie in bed, falling asleep, thinking about what his alias is going to be.
I've got a picture in my head. It's that scene from X-Men, the animated series. Sigurd is laying in bed with a picture of Denia, and he's just stroking it. Just stroking it. Oh.
Ross is off to the side going, this guy.
I need more water.
Oh no!
This guy,
you gotta flourish it with the. Oh man! All right. Well, Lindsay's getting a drink. I'm also gonna get a drink. I will be right back. You guys continue to think of what you want your alias to be.
I mean, yeah, I've got my alias pretty well crafted. So
I'm good to go. Let's fill the air with. Let's talk about something else briefly. Cody, you got anything you want to say about Norm MacDonald while you're here?
No, you guys nailed the lion's share of it. I was at work here at mysterious remote location for the mysterious day job.
Yes.
And saw that come across on Twitter and was flabbergasted. I think I kind of mentioned it at the tail end of that conversation before the show started. The fact that it's been a decade. And mind you, Norm MacDonald wasn't like the most prominent person in the media. Like, it's not like he's ever been someone who had his business out there. So at the end of the day, it's not, I guess, the most shocking in terms of who it comes from, knowing that he didn't, or not knowing he had cancer for a decade. But again, I think the comparison to Chadwick Boseman is apropos in terms of this sudden passing, not having any insight, and all of a sudden this figure that I think he has did a great job eulogizing in terms of how much we love the weird stuff he did on Conan and Letterman and Weekend Update and Dirty Jobs, which I highly recommend as a really good, really fun movie if you have never seen it.
Did you?
And I just think back to his show, Norm.
The Norm,
yeah.
The
Norm show.
The part they actually did like a Pokemon battle when Pokemon was first starting, like dressing them up and like doing a mock battle of a dream or something one of them was having.
Cody, did you read the reason why he never announced he had cancer?
No.
It's because he was so dedicated to his craft, he didn't want the response during stand-up or for what he did. He didn't want sympathy. He didn't want anyone to look at him differently when he performed. So he said the jokes should take people by surprise. He didn't want to take anything away from that by people going, oh, he's got cancer. That could change the way, you know, they kind of react to him. So he wanted to keep that a secret. I thought both a heartbreaking and really just almost touching reason. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Yeah. It's his dedication, you know?
And I misspoke, by the way. It's Dirty Work, not Dirty Jobs. Dirty Jobs is the Mike Rowe thing. Dirty Work is the film with Norm MacDonald, I recommend.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, at this point, basically everyone is choosing to rest. Kruskog, you wanted to get your stuff done that evening.
They start putting everything together.
Okay. I tell you what. Excuse me. Let's treat this as... How late are you wanting to go? Because you're at 9 o'clock on your time. Your information gathering ends at 9. How late are you willing to possibly go?
1 in the morning would probably be the latest you'd want to go.
Okay. Then I will say if you want to make, you have a couple of choices for this. A gather information check, basically making a search of isolated computer networks to find some publicly advanced or accessible systems that don't, because this is the kind of thing that cannot be done from Morgana's estate. It'll be traced back to him. There will be no way of getting around it. Or if you have knowledge of technology, any familiarity with security systems can give you a little insight on those kinds of protocols. Other than that, I will tell you, you would know it would be advantageous to wait for someone who is computer inclined.
Okay. Yeah, I think at this point, Kruskog's just putting together the details. He doesn't necessarily need to publish. He would prefer to publish it, but seeing as the party is out for a while, he'll just take time to continue refining what this person is, his role, and maybe start trying to figure out, probably working with Organa staff, because unlike the rest of the group, I think Kruskog is probably picturing something similar to what many people in the Organa camp would already be wearing. You know, maybe not being terribly ornate. He knows he probably needs to be a little bit more ornate than he would expect, but he still sees himself in very, you know, professional, cordial clothing, like something that's going to befit a senator's staff member.
Yeah, that works. So what I'll do is I'm going to give you a little advantage on getting that information in there. If you spend your time into the late evening, early morning hours, that like midnight, 1 o'clock time, I'll give you a little bit of an advantage on. Basically, you have a stronger, more well put together backstory overall, and that'll make it a little easier to plant that information online.
Okay, great.
Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
So we'll work off of the latest evening, which is about 2 o'clock. I'm sorry, what?
You know how long it took me to find this figure? This is the unleashed figure for Isla Secura. It took me forever to find this damn thing. Just wanted to point that out. That's all.
I thought you meant like among your stuff. I didn't know if you meant to purchase it in general or just...
Yeah, no. This she always sits with my. I have a group of women that I'm not going to say what Lindsay calls them. That sits on my desk, and she's one of them.
Lindsay, what do you call them?
Yeah, Lindsay.
Whores.
Wow!
It would be so much better. It would be so much better if she said it like Danny DeVito with the whores.
The whores.
I'm not good at it.
Now, see, I was thinking Jon Stewart when he's complaining about denim. Chicago style pizza, exposed like a whore.
Oh, shit. All right. So we'll work off of the 2 a.m. Iris is fairly comfortable with, you know, crashing immediately. I feel like Iris is the kind of person who can go to sleep very easily, having spent an awful lot of time on her own and sometimes just having to get as much rest as she can. So we'll work from the 2 a.m. That was the latest time frame, which means 8 hours of rest is what you need minimum. Anybody wants more than that, you're welcome to take it, but that's all you have to get the benefits of an extended rest.
8 hours is good for me.
It's more than I get in a week.
That puts you up. That puts you back up. Also, Iris puts you back up at 3 force points. However, that does mean whatever benefit you had will have ended going into this. If you want to activate it again, you can.
It's going to happen.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock the next morning. You're now 8 hours away from the launch of the Gem of Alderaan. Again, the main two things at this point will be to make a name for yourself, as far as creating records to match the identities that you're coming up with, plant those on the HoloNet, and then beyond there, you'll also, of course, have to get your disguises together, and if you want to break down any of your items and take them with you, that's also something to consider. Hey, where would you like to start?
Hey, Sigurd, can you teach me how to break down this lightsaber so I can...
Oh, come on, you're smart. You can do it.
Yeah, but then but they're smart, and then there's like Jedi smart. You know, it's not really intelligence. It's
Kruzgog's gonna step in and very quickly just say, "I think it better for the mission if we do not bring items like kyber crystals onto a very notorious party train."
And Harani gets offended by that and says, "I know what a kyber crystal is," and then she looks at Graz and shrugs.
Graz motions like that's a food, right? You eat. He's very like,
Don't eat the force.
Kyber crystals eat like a Turkish delight.
You see his finger moving for the I am hungry button. I mean, it is 10 o'clock. He hasn't eaten in 8 hours. That's like twice as long as he normally goes.
Sigurd, being the good friend he is, with his travel pack still with him currently, he's going to reach in and grab a day's worth of food and give it to Graz.
Well, Graz will eat that day's worth of food in exactly 1 second.
That's fine.
It just, it's a hole. The boy is a black hole. He just throws it at the back of his throat. Hungry.
He's a growing boy.
Harani's going to slide into the computer chair because she knows what she's going to have to do. The others don't even have to say it.
I hope you learn to like disclose this thing or take it apart, whatever we got to end up doing, if you help me get my information on the
Yeah, Harani's going to start uploading images and hacking the hacking the tubes.
Okay, if you're wanting to basically be treated as an authorized user, gain the ability to alter public records and all these sorts of things, you're going to have to improve a computer attitude. Because again, this time you can use Organa stuff to get there, but you're dealing with a central holonet. You're trying to change sensitive information. It's basically like trying to break into the principal's office. So there are some things you can do to improve that before you attempt it. One of them would be to, once again, gather some information, as I mentioned to Kruzgog earlier. This may take a couple of hours, but if you basically find some more isolated computer networks, you can take spend an amount of time to do that, probably a couple of credits, to get HoloNet access somewhere. You also, if anybody has knowledge of technology, any familiarity with similar security systems can give you an idea of what those verification protocols are and make it a little easier to break in.
Well, this isn't Imperial, is it?
Not yes and no, not outwardly, not, it's not labeled the Imperial HoloNet or anything like that, but it is well known that Imperials are scouring the HoloNet on a regular basis, and the sorts of records that you're going to be altering are the kinds of things they're going to be looking at on a pretty common basis too.
Not to like try to cheat or anything, but would Muldrake be helpful in that, since he is a former Imperial agent? That, I mean, this is the kind of stuff he dealt with.
Right.
And I know that's kind of cheating, though, because he's a minion.
Well, you know. What it comes down to is he's aware of it, and he can point you in the right direction of what to try to gain access to. he does not have any of those codes. Here's how he's beneficial. He can tell you those codes are changed on a regular basis, so it's not like he can just look up an old one and tell you that, what it would be to get in. So he can give you enough information to get you there. The yeah. check is going to be completely on you.
Okay. And you said it's going to take a couple hours to do this?
Depends on what you want to do. If you want to simply just utilize gather information, because Iris could do that too. She can look for an isolated network, more advanced but still publicly accessible. Or if someone has knowledge technology and you already have familiarity with those security systems, that's an instantaneous thing. You just have to make a check for it.
Well, that's what I was asking about him, because, like, would the two of them have, if he's familiar with it, would that benefit Harani's dealing in any way?
Not in that way, no. Okay. Again, he can point you to the right direction. He can't help you make the check, because he has no familiarity with those particular codes. They change on a regular basis.
So nobody here would have that familiarity then, right?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. How many hours do we have?
It is currently 10 a.m. The train, the opening gala launch starts at 6 p.m.
Okay, so I guess, Iris, if you will help me with it, you gather information, I hack.
And I am spending a force point to add my plus +5 back.
Noted. I'll put you back down to 2.
Am I too bright?
42.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Cut that in half then. Okay, so from 10 a.m. till approximately noon, right up to lunch, Iris, you're going to spend about 50 credits, first of all, greasing a couple of palms, finding...
I'll do that out of my own pocket.
Finding your right way to it, but basically you determine that there is a series of publicly accessible computer networks that have not been maintained as well as some of the others, maybe intentionally, maybe otherwise, but somebody can point you in the right direction of one of those. It'd be like finding the right computer at the library that doesn't have everything blocked. That's basically what we're going for here, that you have access to things you probably shouldn't normally.
Time to play some RuneScape.
So by about noon, you're able to access that, and Harani is able to utilize that as a benefit for this change. So once you've got access, you'll have to provide some records for those identities. You got a couple of options here as well. Gather information would let you basically find a good candidate for a borrowed identity, a little identity theft. Knowledge of bureaucracy would allow you to basically completely create a new identity, tax records, employment history, educational background and stuff. But this would be in addition to a used computer check. You can just make the used computer check, but it's going to be more difficult without those things to sort of bolster it.
You said
bureaucracy.
Take 4. Knowledge bureaucracy, yes.
With Harani, what is the skill she has? Is it educated? Does she have something where she could basically be good at anything?
She has a basic check on, I think, like you have a knowledge...
knowledges.
Yeah, you have a general knowledge check that you can use for any of those things you're not already skilled in. It should be on your skill list, if I remember correctly. Let me look. Because I've got
educated, yeah. Sorry, no, we went red for a second on the connection. It distracted me. We're good. That's weird.
So you have a plus +9 to knowledge checks is what I'm seeing.
Okay. So basically I would just roll a plus +9.
Yep, you'll roll, if you want to make a bureaucracy knowledge check, you'll just, d20 plus +9.
All right, I'm going to do that first. I could really use that 20 now. Well, 21.
21's good enough. That's what you need. It is going to take you a significant amount of time. It takes till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The time is starting to get close to that launch. But over the course of about 3 hours, you are able to, basically amongst the group of you, you are able to fabricate these records of things that you want to be available on the internet in case anyone goes to search for you. And then so with that in mind... we're going to need a used computer check as well to plant this stuff online. Excuse me.
+21.
Oh. It sat on that 20 and kicked over. Ugh. Dang.
Well, the good news is a 21 is once again just good enough, and that will bring the computer up to a friendly one at this point. It'll advance its hostility past hostile and up to friendly. So basically, you have all the things in place that you need. Any history, identities that you've created for the group of you that will be moving on to the Gem of Alderaan. If anyone goes to look for you online, you exist as a person. Again, tax records, employment history, any education that you have received and has been available. It looks like these people have always existed. The final step beyond breaking down any kind of weapons, if you're wanting to do that, will be, of course, to go through with your disguises. Creating disguises is going to take about 10 minutes. If you're working on your own, then you can do all that simultaneously. If you're working together, we can say that you can basically take 20 on these checks, and it will take up to about 2 hours. It's going to put you down to about an hour before the train itself launches. Your choice.
So I wouldn't be able to say, like, when Harani went out shopping for everybody last night, she just picked up the suit I wanted?
Oh, yeah, you've got all the stuff. It's a matter of putting it on and getting into character.
Oh. Well,
this is not you don't have to go purchase any new things. You've got it, but you've got to put it on and now adapt to that personality and become that person.
Well, the picture I posted in the text only for babies is, we're going to go there. That's it. That's me. Just sour looking.
So basically, again, your choices are: you can make deception checks. Any one person can do this for each person, and it takes 10 minutes for each one. Or if you want to take 20, basically guarantee success on these, it'll take you about 2 hours to get everyone into disguise. You can try to do it faster by making checks. And you can either make your own deception check, or someone can make it for you in the sense that they're helping you get dressed and get into character.
Who's got the highest deception?
I got a plus 15.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, mine's a plus 10.
I have a plus 17.
And you guys can decide. Some of you can do some of you can do the others. You can switch off who's doing what. It's however you want to go about it. It will go faster, significantly faster, if you take the checks. If you make the checks. Rather than taking 20.
I'm willing to make the checks.
Yeah, hey, Iris, can you help me get into this suit, please? I haven't put one of these on ever.
I'll help somebody too, since I'm better at deception than her. So who would like my help?
Well, I assume you would be helping Groz.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I was about to say.
The boy is very curly right now. He needs to understand all this stuff.
Gotcha.
He's so curly.
All right. Well, I'm going to give Sigurd a hand to see if we can move this along a little faster.
Okay, sounds good.
36.
Yep, over the course of about 10 minutes, you're able to pretty much get him into his suit, get him all suited up, kind of show him the ins and outs of, like, hey, you know, you unbutton, anytime you sit down, you unbutton the jacket, you gotta make sure you do that, and the little things that people are gonna notice if he's not doing correctly.
Yes!
Yes! Yes. Alright, Sigurd's in good shape, who's next?
Gross.
I'm going to go for myself also, because I need to color my hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. You should do that.
Does she have to roll for hair dye?
I got a nat 20.
Not now. Now she doesn't. Yeah.
I'm real good. My spy thing is coming into play.
You're full doing your hair while you're doing his tie. Like, it's all one thing happening simultaneously. But yeah, you're able to, I mean, disguise is second nature to you. You're used to being other people. So it takes next to nothing for you to get into character. Yeah. Who's next? Groz?
Yeah. I got you.
You going to roll for Groz?
Hell yeah.
All right. Roll for Groz.
Cody, can you give me an all hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
There it is.
That was most of it.
36.
There it is. Yeah, so you get the boy's tie on. You convince him eventually to give up the Vox box so that he won't be tempted to press, like, I need assistance. I'm hungry. Get his monocle all into place. The watch chain is still too much. You're not going to touch that. You don't know where that thing's going or where it's coming from. It just kind of showed up there. And
did you steal that monocle from Mr. Peanut?
Groz goes,
All right, I want to point something out real quick. I want to point out the fact that you could not hear Lindsay laugh on the show, but I heard from upstairs just this extreme laughter. Oh God!
Sorry that I'm a hyena.
Oh, now she's on a delay. That's weird.
I don't know if it's our internet.
I heard her, but the video didn't match up.
Again.
I don't know if it's our internet. Yeah, it's like
I'm red. Yeah.
It's going back and forth between zero and so we should probably wrap this up soon.
We're close to done. Just hold on. All right, Harani, get your disguise in order. Get your house in order.
34.
Yep, that's more than enough. Yeah, you, much like Iris, are kind of helping Graz as you're taking care of yourself, getting suited up and such. And then Kruskog, you're last on the list.
Yeah, I guess I'm working on my own deception. Let's see how this goes.
I mean, anybody else could help you.
We want our aid.
I mean, if you guys got
time. I'll help you if you want. Yeah, I'll help the Jedi since Harani is still being bitter.
That sounds good.
30.
That's plenty good, yeah. It takes a little longer because now you're kind of like three-handed and stuff, trying to take care of multiple things at once. Ultimately, by about 4 o'clock, everyone is in costume, in disguise, for lack of a better term, and fully in character. And we'll talk more about those characters next week. I don't want to overplay my hand here, but we'll get to that. Finally, last but not least, is anyone wanting to break down any sort of contraband and bring in with you?
Yeah. I need my trusty sidearm broken down to go.
Okay.
Because a holdout blaster ain't going to cut it.
Okay. So if you're wanting to carry restricted items on board, Harani, make me a knowledge check, please. This can be bureaucracy or technology. I think yours are all the same. 12
I don't like that.
We don't know shit. Right.
Here's what you do know. Other than communication devices,
can I spend a force point?
Computers or storage devices. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, you may.
All right. Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, it's a 1d6 twice, right? And you get the better of the two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if this works. That did not work.
Well.
Okay.
I'm just gonna
roll it
twice.
Try
just 1d6.
Yeah, because that was not a thing.
Just hit the d6 twice.
Well, the first one, that's not good. That's better.
That's better.
17 is better, probably.
Okay. Here's what you know. Other than communications devices, computers and storage devices, and recording units, there are very few items that are authorized to be carried on board by non-Imperial personnel. It is going to be a relatively short trip. This is not a long luxury trip. So you're not expected to bring overnight luggage, which means there's not going to be a lot of places to hide stuff. Security at the vent is probably going to include going through a sophisticated weapon scanner, as well as a check of your ID and invitation. If your ID is not supported by electronic records, then you would attract greater scrutiny. Now that, you know, you're pretty well good to take care of. It's the weapon scanner that is going to make you probably a little concerned. You know that basically anything up to medium size can be disassembled down into concealable fine size components. But that is going to take some time. It is now 4 o'clock. 6 o'clock is when this thing launches. And it's going to take you about an hour, a toolkit, and a mechanics check to break down any of these things. You also, for the record, run the risk of damaging them. If your mechanics checks are not very good, you run the risk of damaging anything you're trying to take apart. And remember, anything that you do take apart, you then also have to reassemble, which is typically going to take another hour, the same toolkit, and a check once again.
Kruskog wishes not to take anything.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to just deal with my holdout pistol and try and hide it, because I ain't got a toolbox and my mechanics suck.
Iris, you would know that another potential option for you would be if you wanted to try to basically reverse pickpocket some stuff and plant items. So coming upon a general security check, you're going to have an opportunity to interact with the same agents who were doing the checks. You could try to plant something on them in the process with a properly applied a stealth check, and then try to lift it from them again later. Of course, you also, in that process, run the risk of getting caught in the act of doing the planting or of removing the item later on.
This toolbox thing, do we have one?
I've got a toolkit.
I don't.
Yes.
All right. Well,
if he's got a toolkit, you've got a toolkit.
Can I borrow your toolkit? Because I've got two blasters. I'm going to try to knock one down and take it in with me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have a plus 19 in mechanics. So.
Okay. All right.
If I fail this, I'm going to be sad.
It's going to take you an hour to try to break one of them down. You're basically disassembling it into fine-size components. The kind of stuff that you could innocuously put into a bag of some kind and it wouldn't catch any kind of check. So over the course of an hour, go ahead and make your mechanics check.
20. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, the good news is a 20 is enough for you to succeed. But it is, you know for a fact that putting it back together is going to take at least that long. You've never taken a blaster apart, and so it's almost like disassembling a bomb. Like, you're trying to make sure that you're not gonna, you know, blow up the Tibana gas canisters in the process of taking it down. But you do have one regular blaster, like blaster pistol, broken down into a fine set of pieces, pretty much. You know that you know how to put it back together. It's just going to take some time when you decide to do so.
Do we have time? I could do someone else's, or is it too late? If someone wanted
to. It is currently 5 o'clock. So if anyone else really wants anything else broken down, I would suggest that they would have to make their own checks over the course of the time that you were doing that.
Nope.
Here, let me see your other blaster, Harani. I'll try to take that one apart.
No.
You want me to take your lightsaber apart?
I've got my plus five at the moment still.
I should have mentioned this. So lightsabers, of course, are uniquely constructed. If you are capable of building one, which means Kruskog and Sigurd, the two of you can substitute a use the force check for a mechanics check. You also do not need a toolkit to disassemble or reassemble it. Should have mentioned that. That's on me.
Okay, now I'm going to take it apart. I've got two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which one are you taking apart? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. They're both the same length, aren't they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so you're just taking left one?
Not the one I built, yes.
Okay. Okay, so not your personal one, but the other one.
My personal, yeah. My offhand. Right.
Make your check. You hand off your toolkit to Harani and you start working on your lightsaber. Excuse me.
16. Not good enough, I don't think. 16.
It is not... Right, I will tell you right now, it is not.
Use the force.
Use force point.
That's a good idea.
Look, I don't mind breaking this one, so if it breaks, it breaks. I ain't used it in so long.
There you go.
I rolled an 8.
There you go.
That's much better. Yes. So, yeah. Yeah, over the course of an hour, you are able to. It is a little more intricate than you expected because, again, you didn't build this one, and they don't all build exactly the same. It's the same basic components, but they, you know, assemble differently in some ways. The emitter gives you a little bit of trouble, but eventually you are able to break it down into its parts and conceal it. Now, to be fair, you will still have to conceal that stuff to a certain degree, but it is in parts in such a way that it won't be as problematic, anywhere near as problematic as it would have been before. Iris, did you say you wanted to attempt that as well?
I'm going to take my chances. I don't want to go into this without my gun.
Okay. Is this a normal blaster, a holdout? What are you doing?
Man. I guess I'll just do my holdout because I think my heavy's going to be too much.
Not a bad idea. The holdout blaster is actually going to make it a little easier for you, too. The DC is not quite as high.
Okay.
It's a smaller pistol. It's easier to put back together.
32.
Not that it would have mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that you can do. You are able to... Basically, all of you who are doing this are able to do so at the same time. Kruskog, you still...
No. Kruskog is going to find someone higher up on Orgata's staff and basically...
Yeah.
Impel them to guard this device with their life.
Graz got his pimp cane, so he's good. He'll just
pimp boom boom.
He'll just beat him over the head if that's the case. Okay.
Sigurd takes his crystal and makes into a nice little necklace to go with his suit.
Graz gonna eat it.
That's good. I like that. With an hour remaining, with an hour remaining before the actual launch, Bail Organa sends servants to let you know that, or I should say attendees, to let you know that a speeder, a rented speeder, basically has arrived, something that is very classy, very upscale, so that when you show up, you'll be showing up in style, and they would like you to make your way there now, or at least as soon as possible, so that you can arrive before the train leaves.
Let's do it.
Excuse me. All right. Having done so, as you show up, the launch gala itself, the ride is uneventful. It goes pretty quickly. I'm assuming you all basically sort of talk over your identities and, along the way so that you know what exactly you should expect of each other. If anyone has questions about someone else in your group, you'll be able to answer them. And we're going to, for the record, start next week with those. We're not going to do that tonight, so you'll have some time to really refine exactly who these people are that you're becoming. The gala takes place in what looks like pretty much a big banquet hall, which is right on the edge of where they're going to be launching the train itself. There's chandeliers hand-carved by artisans, probably from Naboo. Those of you who have traveled the galaxy would recognize floors and columns carved from that Chandrillan sun marble that you've seen out and about, and a big atrium that leads out to a priceless Mon Calamari water sculpture. It's held aloft by its own miniature repulsor, like little fields that basically keep a flowing like waterfall that feeds itself. Over time, it sort of evolves and shifts in perpetual motion. It is very, very upscale. But of course, this is not a resort or a hotel or a banquet hall. It is a repulsive train station, like, and unlike, I should say, any other in the galaxy. And the elite from dozens of worlds have gathered to see the maiden voyage of the Gem of Alderaan. You're all taking this in as you leave the speeder, which of course puts you right on the edge of a red carpet. So as the door opens, the red carpet is revealed. All this is shown before you, and that is where we're going to call it for tonight. Next time, our heroes will make their way onto the Gem of Alderaan to attempt to secure this information, and we'll find out who they are becoming for this adventure. But guys, as always, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Again, if this is your first episode, go back and catch up on all of PZ85 Plays at Podzilla1985.com, and of course here on our Facebook page as well. Shannon, what else we got going on this week?
Well, I believe tomorrow there's an all-new Pro Wrestling Unscripted, which I'm curious to listen to, because tonight NXT 2.0 launched, and I haven't read the results yet. I'm kind of curious to see what happened to our boy, because NXT was the last bastion for WWE fans who don't want the normal crud. Although I will say congratulations to one Mr. Big E Langston on becoming the new WWE champion last night. That means two out of the three of the New Day have become champion. We just got to get Xavier Woods on there. He deserves it. Thursday.
Give that King of the Ring. That's what he wants. Give him that King of the Ring.
He deserves it. Give them whatever they want. All the New Day. Whatever they want, give it to them. Thursday, we got an all-new After Dark. We are going to probably talk a little bit about Norm Macdonald on there as well. Lindsay's got a fun top five for us. Lindsay, you want to go ahead and reveal that right now?
So we are going to go through our playlist and pick five artists that we don't believe the other members of the group know who they are. Ooh. And each of these artists, you must pick out a song along with it.
You would call them,
I gotta go do that
type thing.
Hidden gems is what you would call something like that.
And then I already made my list, but now I gotta go find songs.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, it's Hunter won't be there, unfortunately, but we probably will still do a horse time, just because it's a good time. It's a good way to unwind at the end of the week. So Friday's gonna be horse time. We're gonna be Hunterless though.
I might be back toward the end of it, but I wouldn't bank on it. Probably by the time I'm available, it'll be time for the
horse
boys
time boys
do the things. Yeah. That's right.
I'm working a 12-hour shift, so no.
Gross.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn? Sorry. And then we'll do it all again next week. So yeah,
that's right. All right, guys, again, next Tuesday, the next installment of Episode 8, The Gem of Alderaan, in the Star Wars Dawn of Defiance campaign. Until then, for Shannon, for Lindsay, for Tanner, and for Cody, I am your Game Master Double H. May the Force be with you, and we'll see you Tuesday. Later.